Let the whole church say amen.
Amen.
God is good.
All the time.
And all the time.
God is good.
This morning we are so blessed. Do you realize how blessed we are? If God got you up this morning, you are blessed. If God called your name on last night and said, get up this morning, I'm going to wake you up in the morning, so I want you to get up, you ought to be glad. For God is so good. This morning, the scripture was read for your hearing from the 11th chapter of Matthew, starting at verse number 28, for the Bible says, come to me, all ye that who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your soul. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Now, I may as well put this out up front. This is not talking about if you're tired from working a five-day work week. This is if your soul is burdened down with problems and troubles. If you're full of sin and you just need some rest, God will promise to give you rest. The promise of rest. This is one of the greatest and most precious promise given in the Bible. Oh, I almost forgot. Let me pray. Dear Lord, our God, our Heavenly Father, we have been blessed once again by the mighty God of heaven. You have extended your long arm of compassion, love, mercy, and grace down upon us. You have given to us the breath of life once again. You have called us back from our sleeping and slumbering. Father, we're so thankful for the Church of Christ this morning, especially this local congregation. We're praying for the leaders and the members as well. We just thank you, Heavenly Father. We pray for the sick and the shut-in and all those that are unable to be here with us today. We just pray that they might be able to be with us at the next appointed time. Thank you so much, Lord, for everything you do for us. We pray for those, Father, who are sick in our midst. We just pray that if it be your will, you prepare them so that the next time they might be ready and able to come out. We pray for those who might still be on their way, that they might get here safely as well as secured. Thank you, Father. Father, we thank you for Jesus who went up to yonder's cross, stretched out his arm and gave up his body and his life for us. Thank you, Lord. Father, we're so grateful, and we pray for our political leaders that they not make any laws that would harm us from studying your word. Thank you, Father. Father, when we have went as far as we can go and you call us to be at home at rest, we're so thankful, Lord, that we can have a home with thee. In Jesus' name I pray and ask it all. Amen. This is one of the greatest and most precious promises given in the Bible. It seems as though most people, everybody, is struggling under some type of burden or burdens. I'm so glad that Jesus made a promise like this, for no one else could fulfill this kind of promise except Jesus Christ. Amen. Have you ever watched television, especially late at night, when every type of supposedly self-help tool or gadget is being advertised? Things for your health that promise a miracle relief from aches and pains, bathtubs that you can walk into, tools to help you put on your socks even. If you can think of something, it is most assuredly that someone has came up with the idea and they're already ready to take your money for it. I suppose some of them may work. Others, well, they may work or may not work. Today, we've got a promise that Jesus made, and we can count on it to work and Him to fulfill His promise. The promise of rest. When we look at Matthew 28 and verse number 18, we see who is the person making this promise. And Jesus came and said, spake unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Jesus has the power to speak whatever he will. He presented it to his disciples in person. His credentials, which were given to him by our Heavenly Father, who we know has the power, and where Jesus came from, heaven. It was given to him by authority from God himself. He did not assume this power on his own, but instead it was given unto him on the highest authority. He had power in Luke 9 and 6 to forgive sins, where he healed a man sick of palsy. But here he has been given all power in heaven and earth. Christ has all the power we'll ever need in heaven and in earth. Christ cares about those who have sorrows and burdens. The good thing about this power he has is available to us today. He is still working on our behalf. He is pleading for us in heaven. He is available and to us at all times. Christ not only died for us, but he's still speaking to the Father, making intercessions for us. What a wonderful Savior Jesus is to us. His eyes are always watching over us. If you don't believe it, just think about those eyes were on you while you slept and slumbered last night, who right on time brought us back to life. Well, someone might say, well, I couldn't sleep last night. Well, did you speak to the Lord about it? If he put a roof over our heads and a bed to sleep in, why didn't you go to sleep? Tell him about it. Maybe you will find that he will help you to get to sleep tonight. Maybe you're in need of a prayer session or a confession session with him. When we consider who gave this invitation, we need to consider what he said in verse number 28. First he said, come unto me. Then he said, I will give you rest. In other words, he was offering to take on our cares and bring us to rest. No one else can offer what God has to offer us, because no one else has the power. But because most of us have our own cares and burdens, here is Christ offering to do the caring of our troubles, our cares and our burdens. His promise is to give rest to those who are heavy laden. This is what the text says. This rest remains for the people of God, according to Hebrews 4 and 9. This rest is relief from the heavy weight of sin, not our service to God. So when we consider what Christ is offering in his promise, we should be willing to accept it joyfully. Now, as I said, if you're tired and weak and burdened down because you worked a five-day work week, this is not what he's talking about. He's talking about if your soul is sick and heavy with the weight of sin and the weight of troubles and problems. Look what the scripture says. It says, come to me, all ye who are labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your soul. So it's not going to give you relief from your backache that's been bothering you the last 6 months. It's not that kind of relief. Oh, yeah, God does offer that when we come to him. If we're sick, we can go to God in prayer and he may heal you. So now we find in this inclusive invitation, all who are invited are those who are laden and are those who labor and are heavy laden. So who is that? It's the guilty sinner. The poor, the rich, the young, the old, the high ups, as well as the down and outers. God has never turned it away. And I came to him. Notice what he says. Jesus inviting all to come to him and cast our burdens of sin upon him, that we may find rest. And everybody knows that rest is good. When we are carrying the weight of labor and are heavy laden, Christ is letting us know we can find someone who cares enough to offer us rest from our labor. Carrying the weight of weary souls, rest from the terror of sin. David wrote in Psalm 6, verse 7, "Mine eyes is consumed because of grief. It waxed old because of mine enemies." When our souls are wearied and in need of peace, it's time to seek out the rest and peace God has to offer. Troubles can weigh our lives down. It can cause us to have other body issues as well. Do you know that a tired body can weigh on you heavily? A tired body. I guess that's why some of us go to sleep in church, because we're tired. I guess that's why some of us fall asleep in unnormal places, because we're tired and we need rest and we need to come to the Lord. God offers us the promise of rest if we would simply but come to him, bring him our heavy laden souls. What is this promise? It is to give rest. This rest is sweeter than a night's sleep, happier than receiving a good report from the doctor, sweeter than having money stacked up all around us. It's sweeter than all of that. This rest includes salvation, forgiveness of sin, the strength of God, the hope of the Lord, with heaven when this life is over. The one condition we need to do is, as Jesus said, come unto me. Then he offers to take his yoke upon you. Look at verse 29 again. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. Now what is he saying? He's saying bring your problems and your situations. If you are heavy laden with sin, bring them to him, and he will give you rest for your souls. His yoke is big enough for all of us that labor and are heavy laden. Put off your own yoke and try his. When we put on his yoke, we put ourselves in a servant's relationship with Christ. For he lets us know in verse 30, his yoke is easy and his burden is light. His yoke will not hurt us, but instead it will relieve us of our burdens that cause it to be heavily laden, our souls to be heavy laden. No one but Christ can offer us such answers, or such assurance of rest for our wearied soul. Christ can give us the peace from our heaviness brought on by the weight of sin. For he is meek and lowly. He has compassion enough for all of us who will come to him. Now when you think about it, church, how many of you know of a problem that God can't handle? None of us, I think not. For God can handle any problem, any situation that comes up. God is capable of handling it. If you got problems with your children in school, give it over to God. If you got problems with your spouse, give it over to God. If you got problems with your next door neighbor, give it over to God. If you got problems with your job, and oh, we'd like to talk about our jobs, don't we, church? Our jobs are the source of many of our issues. And sometimes we blame it on the job for doing what we do. And I'm not going to ask you for a show of hands, but how many of you ever picked up the phone and called your job and say, I'm sick today, I'm not coming in? And you know that you're feeling well and good because as soon as you get off the phone, you change clothes and hit the street. Now you just lied. So you just sinned. And you're going to say that, well, they gave me the sick days. I'm supposed to use them. Well, yes, but when you're sick, not to call up and tell a lie. You just call up and say, I'm not feeling well, and I'm not coming in today. Well, are you sick? No, I'm just not feeling well. But instead, we like to push the envelope a little. We like to say, I'm sick, and I'm not coming in. But God is good. God can relieve all that stress upon us, especially if it's caused by sin. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. God can handle it. And there's no way that you need to tell a lie to your job. Now, when you look at a little further at the matter, you think about it. Did you lie to get the job? Then why are you lying to keep it? Just think about it for a moment. And yes, your sick days are yours to use. I even had a boss one time tell me, why don't you use some of your sick days? And I thought that was the strangest thing I ever heard in my life. My boss suggesting I use my sick days. What he didn't tell me is they were about to downsize me out of the place. But I know that everything works for the good of those who love the Lord. So when I look at this text again, the promise of rest. Come unto me, all you laboring or heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your soul. Now I go back and I think about in Psalms where David was a man that was troubled. He had so many enemies, and he was a man that was on the run, and he needed God. That's why David has so many psalms in there. He was praising the Lord. But if you want to be in praise with the Lord, and I know it's hot out there. I'm closing up now. If you want to praise the Lord, you go on and offer your praises up to God. For God is worthy to be praised. I don't know of nobody who would have given their lives for us but Jesus Christ. No one could but Jesus Christ. Oh, it's cool down here. I thought it felt like down here like it felt up there, but it doesn't. But God is good all the time, and all the time God is good. Jeremiah, I believe, wrote and said he had like fire shut up in his bones and he needed to get the word out. So what are you saying? I'm saying we ought to be as zealous as Jeremiah was and need to get the word out. We need to be tell everybody about the word of God. Now, I know some of us, we think that Well, just by the fact of me going to church, my neighbors will see me and they know I'm going to church. But have you ever told them anything about God? Have you ever suggested to them, come and go along with me to church? Or have you just assumed that they realize that you were a church person because you carry your Bible? Well, everybody that carries a Bible is not a church person. Everybody that carries a Bible are not always going to church even. It may be a show thing. But nevertheless, when God is good to you, you ought to suggest him to somebody. And God can get rid of all issues of heavy laden and burdens that are weighing you down, especially sin related. Well, I know it's warm in here and I'm about to close now. But you know something? Like I always say, it's going to be hotter in hell. And thank God for the fans that we got. They saved us from being all heated up. So what are you saying, preacher? I'm simply saying just relax for a few minutes. I'm going to take my seat. I'm going to take my seat and I'm going to be suffering just like you are. But I know that there is a God in heaven because he could have let us suffer. He could create. Think about those people out in California with those wildfires all around them. They're hot. We're not as hot. Think about the people who escaped that fiery jet plane the other day, that plane that landed, and all of them walked away. Think about all those people that have to suffer in jails and in prison. You know, we got a different attitude on prisoners, Brother Jackson. They shouldn't have done what they've done, and that's why they're there. But they're still human beings. They still need our compassion, some of them. Some of them, you may say, don't deserve any compassion. But they are still people of God, children of God. They might not be active in spiritual matters, but they're still children of God. And when we think about it, we need to be kind and gentle to them. Wasn't it James, Brother Jackson, who said, a soft answer turns away wrath? Right. All right. We don't have to be mean to someone because they're not like us. Because you wasn't always like you are now. And I know that to be true from personal experience. I've told you my story many, many times. Where I would rather go out the back door than hear anything about the Lord. Preacher come in the front door, I walk out the back door. But I learned my way. And I'm so thankful to God that God is good. All the time, God is good. And well, I guess I've said enough now. I mean, the message is yours as we together stand and sing the song of invitation. You come by hearing, believing, repenting, confessing, and then being baptized. Or if you've already were baptized, you want to come back, come now as we together sing this invitation song. 330.